The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile, Frost & Sullivan Malaysia's mobile service provider of the year.
Good morning, you're listening to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Lynn Mark. Optimax Holdings began its journey 25 years ago and has since grown its business to encompass 13 specialist care centres across the country. So as it's scheduled to make its debut on the ACE market on the 18th of August, we speak this morning with Sandy Tan, Optimax CEO, to get a better sense of what the company plans to do post-listing. Sandy, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Lynn. Thank you for having me today.
Give us a bit of a picture of Optimax's business so far, particularly during this COVID-19 period.
Of course, our business was affected during the MCO. But however, since the MCO has been relaxed, we have seen a good recovery. And we believe that we can sustain this strong momentum for the rest of the year.
How many surgeries have you been able to do since the start of the year? Perhaps you could put that into context for us compared to last year.
Okay, as for cataract surgery, for year 2019, we did a total number of 4,000 over cases. Mm-hmm. So for year to date, 2020, I think we are not allowed to disclose this year's numbers. But last year numbers, we did 23,000 cases.
That was in total for the whole of 2019.
Yes, both surgeries.
I guess what I'm really getting at is to try and suss out the impact so far of the movement control order and COVID-19. Is your bottom line going to suffer in 2020 as a result of COVID-19?
As for the current situation now, we are only affected during the MCO period. But right after MCO period, our numbers has recovered, like I mentioned earlier. And in fact, the numbers are growing rapidly for the past few months. Meaning after the month of May, the numbers has been growing rapidly for June and July, and our numbers are very promising.
Are they back to 2019 levels?
In fact, it's much better than 2019 numbers.
So you told another publication that Optimax is confident that it'll be able to hit internal targets in 2020. Perhaps you could give a little bit more detail here. You know, do you want to break even? Do you want to grow compared to your revenue that you reported in 2019?
In terms of growing on the business, we have our internal target. We always have our internal target, and also we have our own organic growth. We always look into organic growth of 15 to 20% every year. But because of the current pandemic issue, we are striving to do our best. Of course, we do hope that we can also have a good growth, but all also depending on the market situation and how the pandemic, or, you know, whether or not there will be a second wave coming. These are all very unforeseeable, but looking at our numbers, we believe that our businesses are still in fundamentals, still remains intact.
So assuming that the situation continues on this recovery trajectory, will you be able to hit that 15-20% growth by the end of this year?
I couldn't be sure with the numbers, but I do hope that we will do our best and to achieve our target. We are working towards that area, and also with the expansion plan of our central region in Seremban, we are also looking at recognized this center, because it's a new center, it's still under renovation. So we are looking at by the year of 2021, we will be able to recognize a whole year contribution from this Seremban center, because Seremban center is an upgrade from a current specialist clinic to an ACC, which have three consultation room, and it will be as big as our HQ in TTDI. So with the Seremban Center's contribution, we hope that, you know, we will be able to have a good organic growth for the for this center moving forward.
So talk to me a little bit more about, so you used two terms there, right? So specialist clinic versus ACC, ambulatory care center. So Optimax has three kinds of centers under your umbrella. Majority consists of these ACCs. You also do have specialist clinics as well as yes, one specialist hospital. What is the difference between these three kinds of businesses?
Okay, as for specialist clinic, Specialist clinic, actually, we only have one specialist clinic, mm-hmm. which is the Seremban branch at the moment because we are in the midst of converting and the renovation. So at the moment for a specialist clinic, we cannot perform surgical procedures. We are only able to perform consultation and dispensary services. As for ACC, ACC is actually same as hospital, but patients are unable to stay overnight. So it's a daycare center. Next is the specialist hospital. So for specialist hospital in medical and surgical procedure, we can actually do both inpatient and outpatient, and our inpatient can stay overnight at the hospital.
Right, okay. So seeing as the majority of your centers fall under the ACC category, are you going to be continuing in this vein, creating more ACCs versus the specialist hospitals, for example?
Yes, we are actually looking to expand much more ACC centres in the future.
Okay. One of the issues that could potentially derive from this COVID-19 pandemic stems from Optimax's supply chain, which has its roots overseas. Where do you source your supply kits and machinery from?
We source it from our suppliers. We have a few suppliers that we work pretty closely with. Mm-hmm. Most of them are from Germany or Japan. Machineries-wise, are usually from Germany, which is the Carl Zeiss, as well as the NIDAC from Japan.
Have you seen any kind of disruption to your supply chain since COVID-19 started? Because Germany, for example, is potentially facing a second wave of COVID-19 infections. And I can imagine that if countries are forced to once again close their borders, that might pose a problem to Optimax, wouldn't it?
Not really, because they do have their own local team in Malaysia. And with the local team, I think at the moment they are doing pretty well and are very supportive, because when we purchase the machine has it's already been with us in our center for a few years already. We are unless we are looking into purchasing a new equipment, maybe that might take a little while. But at the moment, because of the machineries that we have got, at the moment we are still good with the new machines. And if in the future we were to purchase the new machine, I think there's not, because I have spoken to a few of them and they told us that there is not much of issue, maybe just a few months of a delay.
Okay. I mean, because you were talking about your expansion plans and outfitting your new Seremban clinic, right? So I would assume that you would have to purchase more machinery to turn that into a fully functioning ACC.
Correct. Yes. At the moment, we have all the machines already.
So talk to me about where you're planning to expand Optimax into, because the point of your IPO is to raise 21 million ringgit from this listing. A good half of this has been earmarked for capital expenditure to fund this expansion drive. So where is your expansion drive going to be concentrated?
Okay, so So like I mentioned before, we are currently expanding our central region. So with our central region, which is our Seremban Centre. So the Seremban ACC Centre, moving forward, we are looking at a good growth from the centre, because it's going to be converting it from a small centre to a bigger centre. So now instead of one resident doctor, I can cater to three resident doctors in Seremban Centre. And we are seeing a pretty good growth at the moment, even though we have not fully operate our Seremban Center. We actually categorize our businesses into the region, into the few region, which is Northern Region, the Southern Region, the Central Region, as well as the East Malaysia. So looking at our Central Region, it actually contribute like the highest among my other region, which is 60% mm-hmm. of our total revenue. As for Southern Region, for the past 2 years, we actually have been embarking a lot in our Southern Region by opening a few centres in Kluang, Mua and Segamat. So because of there is a need of eye specialist services at that area at the moment, because there isn't any eye specialist to begin with. There isn't any eye specialist area in that area. Usually, the eye specialist, the resident living in Mua or Segamat, they have to drive all the way to Johor or KL to seek medical treatment. So when we actually step into this region, we see that there is a growth in year 2016 for our southern region growth, in year of 2017, from 2% of total revenue to 19% of total revenue in 2019. So meaning from 2% in 2017, the increase, it actually increased to 19% in total revenue of 2019 for our southern region branch.
Right.
So we see that the potential is there, and people are more. It's mainly convenient for the people living in urban area like Moa or Segamat.
Okay, so you're looking at targeting the local populace in these southern regions, because I wondered whether you were trying to capitalize on, say, the Iskandar region for medical tourism, that kind of thing.
Mainly at the moment for local region, but also our JV, we do also want to cater to Singaporean because of the price differences when you can offer the same treatment, for example, like the relaxed mile or the LASIK treatment is actually 3 times cheaper to do it in Malaysia as compared to Singapore.
Okay, and not looking to go overseas at this point in time?
At this point of time, we do not have any plans to go overseas, but also depending on the business opportunity or, you know, if we happen to have a good business opportunity in the future, yeah, we might consider that as well.
I'm speaking with Sandy Tan, CEO of Optimax Holdings, which is scheduled to list on the ACE market on the 18th of August. Up next, a deeper dive into Optimax's financials. So stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Breakfast Grill, where I'm speaking with Sandy Tan, CEO of Optimax Holdings, which is scheduled to list on August 18th at a price of 30 cents per share. Sandy, we've talked about how Optimax has been doing in this COVID-19 era, but now I'd also like to take a look at your plans for your listing proceeds, because Optimax is looking to raise 21 million ringgit from its listing. You are issuing 70 million new shares. Another allocation of your listing proceeds, 16%, was to repay borrowing costs. Now, Optimax is reasonably highly geared. You've got a gearing ratio of 0.8 compared to some of the competitors. For example, ISEC Healthcare, which is listed on the SGX, their gearing is at 16%. Why is your gearing ratio so high compared to your competitors?
I think it's due to our expansion, the payment for our expansion plan and upgrading of our centres. For the last 2 years, we actually focus a lot on our southern region, and we also acquire the Moa and Kluang centre in JB. So I think that is the part when on financial, because due to our expansion plan in our southern region.
So what would you say is your ideal gearing ratio at this point in time?
We don't have an ideal gearing ratio at the moment, but we do see that with the IPO proceed coming in, post-gearing is 0.39. Okay. Yeah. So in the future, I believe with the IPO proceed, there won't be any more borrowings.
So I guess considering that you expect to pay off a significant portion of your borrowings with your IPO proceeds, I was looking at your interest coverage ratio as well, and you were very capable of servicing your existing cost of borrowing. So why at this time did you decide to list and opt for equity as a means of raising money as compared to taking on debt when interest rates are at an all-time low?
Actually, when we embark on this IPO proceed, we have did it like starting from like 2 years ago. So we did not foresee that the pandemic and all are coming. The nature of our business, we are marked as an essential services. We see that there is a potential in terms of healthcare in Malaysia. I mean, when we started this IPO exercise, we actually thought of it's also very good for our branding in terms of eye health that we can actually provide to the community, and also bringing much more public awareness to the public.
Right. Okay. So it was in part, it was also a branding exercise.
Yes, it's also to raise funds for growing the business. On top of that, the investment opportunity for investors to participate in our growth. and also reputation and credibility. We also wanted to enhance our reputation and market capability to attract new talents and also retaining existing talent.
So let's talk about that then. So talent and earlier you were talking about demographic as well. What would you say is Optimax's target market? Because I mean, Optimax as an eye specialist center, you are not the only provider of cataract surgeries and refractive surgeries in the country. It's a very competitive space. You've got the private hospitals, you've got the public hospitals, you have other specialist centers like ISEC and Vista and Top Vision. So where is Optimax's niche?
The difference, I would put it in, like, there are a lot of private eye hospitals in Malaysia. However, not many of them offer both refractive surgery and cataract surgeries. So in terms of these two services, it's also part of our advantages. And we are also a very result-drive oriented company. I really focus a lot on my patients' results, meaning after the aftercare and the services that we give to our patient is really close to, you know, peace of mind, and we want to ensure that every surgery that they put in, every surgery that has been conducted with Optimax Eye Specialist has to be a perfect result. So we are looking towards, we have always been practicing this norm, and on top of that, we also have a third party to actually monitor our result after surgery. Besides that, we also invest in a lot of the latest technology in terms of for eye checkup and also for surgery to ensure that, you know, the surgery are perfect with the latest up to date technology, and also the doctor's experience to us is also very important, and the doctor's skills as well.
Sorry, Sandy. Sorry to interject here. You mentioned you have a third party to monitor post-surgery recovery. What do you mean by that?
Okay, before that, we have this third party that is called the HPMRS, whereby we have to update our results to them, and so that they will monitor on our result and they will let us know, okay, maybe, you know, your refractive surgery by this using this machine, you have this result. So at least we will be able to monitor what are the, the consequences, and also to see what are the, whether or not is it the machine problem or the doctor's issue, so that to ensure that the whole process of the surgery is delivering a good result.
But when it comes to, providing good aftercare solutions, right? I mean, say if I was someone who was potentially looking to do a kind of eye surgery, mm-hmm. If I'm the kind of person that also prioritizes the aftercare element, you know, there is the attraction of going to a private hospital, right? If you're able to afford it, because private hospitals particularly market the whole package. It's the availability as well of multidisciplinary services. If you're going to a hospital that is able to cater to several different kinds of specializations. So how do you draw your target market away from your competitors?
Okay, as to private hospitals, because we are very niche, we only look into the eye. So when it comes to checking of the eye and, you know, understanding more of the eye, we believe that if patient were to go to the private hospital, yes, of course, we have the same type of services, but they do not have, like, for example, like in Optimax, we have both services, which is refractive services as well as cataract services. So, and also our track record, we have a good 25 years of track records to serve as a reference to our new customers. And also our stakeholders are resident eye surgeons in their respective eye specialist centers. And we also have an established network we have of private eye hospital centers, private eye specialist centers in Malaysia, and a very experienced management and operation team. So I think this will add on to why we are slightly different as compared to the private hospital.
And you earlier referenced talent when you were talking about why you decided to list at this point in time, right? So raising the Optimax brand, its reputation, perhaps looking to attract and retain talent. This is a very competitive space. And you're not the only eye specialist centre on an expansion drive. Vista Eye has announced that it also plans to raise money and looking to acquire local clinics. How do you retain those doctors that you have?
Oh, okay. I mean, in terms of doctors, retaining doctors, I think we are doing a pretty good job with it because for the past 25 years, most of our doctors has been with us and not many have left Optimax.
Roughly, what would you say is the average tenure of your doctors?
10 years and above, most of them.
Okay. As we head into the sort of last stretch before Optimax goes to listing, Gongdae on August 18th, you know, if you were speaking to a potential investor looking at investing in Optimax, you know, what makes Optimax a good prospect for them? You know, how soon would I be able to make some return on my investment?
I mean, in terms of our key investment highlights, I would say that we have a very strong track record of 25 years to serve as a reference to our new customers. And we have been present in the market for a period of, and so far for a period of 25 years, as well as we have performed a total of at least 25,000 surgeries to date. And we have an established network of private eye specialists in Malaysia. We have, to date, we have 13 eye specialist centers in the whole region of Peninsula Malaysia, as well as in the East Malaysia. And our stakeholders are also resident eye surgeons in their respective eye centers.
So of those 13 centres, when can we expect to see more of them? I mean, you mentioned that you're refurbishing one of the clinic in Seremban. Right. So will we see additional clinics added to the Optimax portfolio anytime soon?
Actually, we do not have a specific number of how many centres we want to grow in the upcoming years. But we are also looking into expanding more on our central region as well as East Malaysia. At the moment, we have a market present in Kuching since a year. We actually expanded to East Malaysia in 2008. Brand present and the market present has been there for quite some times already, and people are more trusting and also knowing who we are and the services that we are providing in East Malaysia. So I believe with the expansion in other areas are actually much more easier because of our presence that we have been there since year 2008.
All right. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Sandy. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. I've been speaking with Sandy Tan, CEO of Optimax Holdings, which is scheduled to list on the ACE market on the 18th of August. You're listening to The Breakfast Grill. I'm Lynn Mark, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, Frost & Sullivan Malaysia's mobile service provider of the year.